You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Back in the 90s, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, or CDCR, was trying to manage escalating violence behind prison walls. One way they decided to address that was establishing something called Sensitive Needs Yards, or SNY, to separate people who might need protective custody from the general prison population. These were people like police informants, former gang members, and people seen as committing unfavorable crimes like child molestation. Until recently, there were almost 130,000 inmates on SNY yards, making California the state with the most people in protective custody. But the problems of violence didn't go away. And in fact, specific SNY gangs formed. So in the past several months, CDCR has decided to desegregate the population so that all incarcerated people will live together. San Quentin is one prison that already has non-designated programming facilities, or integrated yards. But integration isn't always a smooth process. From San Quentin Radio, reporter Greg Sayers brings us a conversation between Lewis Light, who's always been part of the general prison population, and Michael Hildebrandt, who was formerly housed in SNY. And we'll hear what their experiences were like apart and what it's like to live together now.
Okay, so here's my question to you, right? Because I guess a lot of us in the GP really all want to know this question. Why did you go SNY?
I'm not a racist, and that's what I felt most of the GP was based on, was racism and, you know, superiority, inferiority, and I didn't like, and I'm on the outside, I wasn't a racist, and I don't ever plan on being one. And there came a lot of politics of who's doing what, you know.
So you're saying with the white guys were pressuring you to stand true to the white power type of thing, or what? That's
basically what it comes down to.
Okay.
And that's not who I am. And the pressure just got to be a little too much, so I decided, you know, I'm gonna try it on the other side.
Okay, so 2-3 months ago, they did a little survey in the building saying how we feel about the SNYs coming to the main line. And me personally, I had mixed emotions on it, you know. There's a lot of tough times we have in prison where sometimes we want to tap out as GP guys, but we don't. So there might be a little bit of, I don't know, bitterness/anxiety with that, because, you know, I paid my dues and we ended up, you know, going through the hardships and we didn't lock up, you know, like the other guys. But overall, I don't have a problem with it.
Let us go ahead and blend back together, because you're not going to find any less violent people on this side than you are on the other. We're all basically in the same boat, maybe for different reasons, but to a certain extent, it shouldn't matter. We're forcing segregation on ourselves. Blacks still sit at one set of tables, whites at another, so on and so forth. How are you going to, like you said, how are you going to integrate with people on the outside if you can't integrate with them in here?
Simple, change. Us inmates don't like change. We're scared of change. What's that? Go ahead.
No, you're dead on. Keep going. I like it.
No, I was just saying, it's the change. It's the new faces. We've all been here in the last 18 years and familiar with all the same faces. And now there's change, and even more change, PC change, so now we're a little skeptical.
That's dead on, because guys have been doing this. When I got here, guys were sitting up saying, you know, go in, grab a seat at a table, you know, no problem. But what we end up with is guy coming over, hey, you're sitting in my seat. I've been sitting in this chair for 25 years. Okay, you're right. He's afraid of change.
The way I see it is everybody's just doing their time. Everybody has their own reasons why they're in prison. But, you know, their way of thinking, and I guess my way of thinking as well, is if we can't function with PCs or sensitive need people in prison, how are we going to function with them in society? Because we all have the same objective, and that is
getting the hell out of here.
To go home.